This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Aiden from Grandma's. Aiden, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Aiden has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What city is nicknamed Sin City?
Los Angeles?
No.
California?
No.
All right, pass.
What holiday movie features a boy named Ralphie?
Pass.
What two NFL teams are from LA?
Oh, my Lord, pass.
What Love Connection game show host recently passed away?
Holy crap, pass.
Which president officially made Thanksgiving the fourth Thursday of every November?
Washington?
No.
Lincoln?
No.
Pass.
What Simpsons character says, "Eat my shorts"?
Bart Simpson.
Heck yeah, Aiden. Yeah! Aiden, you are number freaking one.
That's right.
In my heart, in the studio, in this game, you are number one.
All right.
Okay. Well, you know, there, Aiden has a chance.
I mean, okay.
Yes.
Technically, he has a chance.
A chance.
Literally, one chance.
Oh, wow.
Steve, you have your work cut out for you. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes!
What city is nicknamed Sin City?
Vegas.
You know
Las
it.
Vegas.
What holiday movie features a boy named Ralphie?
The Christmas Story.
Yes. What two NFL teams are from L.A.?
A Christmas Story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What two NFL teams are from L.A.?
The Chargers and the Rams.
Yes. What Love Connection game show host recently passed away?
2-2. Chuck Woolery.
Yes. Which president officially made Thanksgiving the fourth Thursday of every November?
Abraham Lincoln.
No.
I'm going to go with Eisenhower.
No.
Roosevelt.
Which one? Yeah, I know there was two.
I know.
Yeah.
You say when I Franklin.
Wow, yes.
Wow.
What Simpson character says, "Eat my shorts"?
So glad I couldn't remember the other one's name. Bart Simpson.
Correct. Which planet has the strongest gravity?
Let's go Earth.
No.
How about Uranus, Sarah?
Nope.
Jupiter.
Correct. What? Maureen McCormick played what character on The Brady Bunch?
Marcia.
Marsha. Yes.
Jeez.
Steve, wow. You got all the questions you got to correct, which means you got 8, which is a win, 8-1. Sorry, Aiden.
Ooh, Aiden, just one? Oh, he gave up already.
Just one. Yeah, he passed a lot, but he also didn't know Sin City was Las Vegas.
Which one did he get right?
Bart Simpson.
Of all the ones?
Barely.
Which, you know, when I got to that question, I was like, I have faith that he's going to get this one correct. And I was right.
It's time to shine.
Yeah. He didn't really shine before that.
I got them all the ones you asked right.
Mm-hmm.
That means that must have been easy.
Well.
I'm not the brightest bulb.
Aiden only guessed two presidents. He couldn't even think of a third. So, well, you know.
He was, you know, he might not have had his Wheaties yet today, guys.
It is early.
You know, and it's a stressful week. Yep. He's probably got a lot of stress with family and Thanksgiving. I can understand that this is a tough week for him.
Yes. So congrats on your win.
Did he get to all the questions?
No.
Oh. I wanted to see if I could have got a perfect 10.
No.
You'll never know.
I guess not. She doesn't want to waste two questions that she can use and recycle for a future beat mix.
Thank you. Now you understand. But I will say you probably would have gotten a perfect 10.
Okay.
Rockaholics Live Night is coming back on Friday, December 13th, and we will be at Showbox Soda with everything being performed live, from the sound effects to the voice actors. The Barbershop Quartet will be back in the house, and the KISW New Originals will be throwing down the jams.
And speaking of New Originals, we set out a challenge for our Rockaholics because our friend Taryn Daly over here does not want to sing at Live Day or Live Night. And we're doing the King's Father Christmas, where all of it, Danny's on guitar. He's trying to learn the stuff. I'm playing the drums. Thrill's on bass. We all are going to practice, but we don't have a singer. We're like, well, Taryn did it that time. We recorded it. And you're like, no, I don't want to do it. So we asked the Rockaholics, look, if you donate a certain amount of money, Taryn will do it. And you agreed that if they donate $6,900 by tonight.
Yes, after the men's room.
Well, I have to say, the Rockaholics have been stepping up. We've raised a couple of $1,000 in the last 24 hours. We're over $4,300. We are getting closer and closer thanks to people like Nathan Laframboise.
Nailed it.
Laframboise. $69 he donated, turning to 69 Club, as well as Raymond Paz. Brian Russell, $200. Thank you to Brian Russell for doing that. Also, big shout out to Janine Kirkpatrick, donated $200. Jason Dempsey, he dropped $50. Any amount helps. $20 puts a brand new coat in a kid in need. From $200 to $5, whatever you could donate helps.
I just did some rapid mathematics. We need $2,592 by the men's room. Wow. Conclusion of the men's room in order for me to sing.
We can do this.
I don't think you can. Get your donations in now at KISW.com. And while you're there, grab your tickets to Live Night.
Let's not forget, your mamos also donated. So your mom, Rosalie. Because she's awesome and she wants to see you sing at Live Night. She donated $100.
We now have a new feature on the Odyssey app, Rockaholics, where you can very easily leave us a voice message. So we have been getting messages on there. Some have been rather interesting.
Yes.
Including one about a Thanksgiving side that a listener absolutely hates. We will slide into our VMs after Nickelback.
The Daily Migs Show.
We are pretty excited to have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And we have been getting messages on there. Some are rather interesting.
Yes.
So we have to slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding
and sliding. On the Daily Mix Show.
You, too, can leave us a voice message. Maybe you just want to say hi, comment on something we've talked about on the show, or just vent about something going on in your life. It does limit you to 1 minute, so you got to keep it a little bit brief. Steve, you got some good ones for us today.
And we did ask for people to share, like, Thanksgiving, what your silly things you're thankful for, any kind of Thanksgiving things to put into our voice messages, and some people did. Are you ready for the first one?
Let's go. What?
I think he said, we're turkeys now.
We're turkeys now.
We're turkeys now. Yeah, we're turkeys now. Yeah, 100%. Sometimes these are interesting, and that would definitely fall into that category. All right, here's our next voicemail, or voice message.
Please do a segment on Thanksgiving sides that people hate. My sister-in-law makes mac and cheese with blue cheese, and it's been the bane of our existence for the last 7 years.
I mean, I won't knock it till I try it, but that does not sound like the kind of mac and cheese I want.
Weird.
Blue cheese?
I kind of want to see what that tastes like.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Right?
I think it would actually be pretty good.
Because I love blue cheese.
Yeah.
When I would, like, that was my preferred dipping sauce for chicken wings. But if you had, like, the crumbles in there as well?
Yeah, and then especially, like, if you would, like, mix it. Because I'm sure it's not just blue cheese on, like, macaronis. Like, I'm sure it's probably, like,
not
some
opposed.
Other spices. And, like, maybe, like, mix it in with some, like, bread or something.
We're going to need this recipe. Chunks?
Yeah.
We need this recipe.
Yeah, I'm not picturing it's just like they boiled up some pasta and then took like blue cheese dressing and just.
I mean,
squirt. I'd still eat it.
The way she made it sound, it did sound like that. So at that point, I'm like, "What? How is it that bad?"
Now that's just opened up my mind to like all other different cheeses, like feta cheese, mac and cheese.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever had a smoked Gruyere on your mac and cheese?
Yep.
That'll change your life.
No.
Smoked Gruyere.
Smoked Gruyere.
Yeah. So good.
Gruyere.
I'm actually putting Gruyere in my green bean casserole this year. It's a different version of a green bean casserole, and it has Gruyere.
Maybe try blue cheese next time.
No. Why do you like the chunks?
Are you anti? You don't like the chunks?
I like the chunks. I don't like the like creamy stuff.
She doesn't like anything white and creamy, remember?
Oh, that's right.
She hates ranch. She hates eggnog. Everything that's good. Taryn's like, no.
White and creamy.
Like, I will be okay with like a little sour cream or something like that, but no mayo.
No mayo, no ranch.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a weirdo.
Well, yeah. But I mean, we're all weirdos. All right, you ready for another one?
Let's go.
Most places have. Oh, also, just go to our Odyssey app if you want to leave a voice message as well.
So, we'd love it.
Yes.
Most places have a just add water, biscuits, and gravy. They're gross. That's why people don't like them. I'm kind of a biscuits and gravy snob. It's got to come from the roux.
Okay.
The roux. You got to. I mean, making a roux is very serious business.
What is that?
It's like the base of like a gravy, anything that I think you have to put like if it's cornstarch or flour or whatever is in there.
It's a fat and flour.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you cook that up first and then you add, so it's like to thicken whatever you're
it's
making.
It's like the base is the roux.
It's gotta come from the roux.
He's right.
Steve, you and I are just like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. We're like, we don't eat meat. We don't know what a roux is, the fat from what. Like, we don't know how to make anything.
Yeah, I mean, I still look back. I still have memories of eating biscuits and gravy. And I'm never going to be that person that's like, oh, just because I don't eat it now, I'm anti all that stuff. Like, it's so, I can recognize biscuits and gravy were one of my favorite things to have for breakfast. But
why
not with the sausage?
I'm telling no. I'm good.
You don't like bread products?
I don't.
Actually, you're not like biscuits?
Going back to the Thanksgiving sides that we hate, like bread is probably the worst part of Thanksgiving.
What?
How do you sop up all the goodness?
The freaking dinner rolls with the butter?
Yeah, you can throw them out.
Oh, my God.
It's got to come from the roux.
And you don't like the gravy that I've used for biscuits and gravy? You get like those little thin sausages?
It's just not. It's not my go-to choice.
Forget about it. And I'm with them. Yeah, out of the box. Like, there's not many things that are...
out of the box.
It's gotta come from the
I've never related more to a voice message than that guy's.
Danny,
hi.
You were talking to your daughter Lily yesterday.
Yep.
So what led to her saying this about our very own Steve Mix?
Ew, what's wrong with Steve? Why would he eat that?
Talk about biscuits and gravy, apparently.
Oh, and Migs isn't the only one on the show that she is judging.
It's gotta come from the roux.
We're gonna find out all about it at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Only two more sleeps until Thanksgiving, Steve Migs.
What? Two more sleeps?
Two more sleeps. So we decided to check in with our kids about this. Find out what they are excited about when it comes to Thanksgiving. And I think we're going to go in the order of youngest to oldest.
Oh, okay. So not height order this time.
Yeah. Yes. Steve, let's start with your adorable four-year-old daughter, Tatum.
Now, mind you, I have to do these without her knowing that I'm recording. Because if I show her the phone and she sees it, she instantly freezes up. So, like, we're just playing upstairs in a little playroom, and I just kind of, like, set it on my stomach. And I'm like, okay, let's see what happens. So here's our conversation.
Hey, what are you most excited about for Thanksgiving?
I don't know. Maybe the festival and see if there's a Paw Patrol on Thanksgiving show.
Okay, so apparently a festival, which I believe is the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh! Woo!
And a Paw Patrol Thanksgiving-based movie.
Love.
I'm sure there's out there.
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
Is that what you're most excited about?
Yeah.
What about food?
Yeah, that's what people are wondering. What food I would say.
What kind of food do you want for Thanksgiving?
Maybe we could see if we can make spaghetti.
You want spaghetti for Thanksgiving?
I'm all in for this. I actually like this idea.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving food.
I think that might be the best Thanksgiving food.
I like spaghetti.
I like spaghetti too.
It's yummy.
You want turkey?
No.
What about mashed potatoes?
Yeah, that sounds good too.
Okay, what about
spaghetti and mashed potatoes?
Okay.
I mean, that sounds pretty delicious.
Yeah.
You should start working that into the meal there, family.
I'm in.
Because mostly we can make all kinds of food.
What about pie?
Yeah, pie too.
Okay.
Maybe for the dessert.
Yeah.
Without.
You know, my friend Sarah makes an Oreo pie.
No.
Yeah. Would you eat it?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. She wouldn't give me a reason why.
An almost five-year-old loves doesn't want to eat an Oreo pie?
I don't know what to tell you.
She doesn't know where your hands have been.
Wow.
You know, my friend Sarah makes an Oreo pie.
No.
Yeah. Would you eat it?
Yeah.
And she's laughing about it. Like, no, that's crazy, Dad. Give me my spaghetti and mashed potatoes.
Well, at first I thought she was like, no way. That's so cool. And then she says she wouldn't eat it.
Just a hard pass in general.
Wow.
Up next, I got to chat with my five-year-old son, Barrett.
Hey, Barrett. Why do you not have school on Thursday?
I don't know.
What holiday is
it? I don't know.
I love his voice. And he's like, I don't know, Mom. Leave me alone.
I don't know.
What holiday is it?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. What kind of food do you think we might eat on Thanksgiving?
Biscuits.
Biscuits? That's a good idea. What else?
Pizza.
Pizza? Okay, what else do you eat on Thanksgiving?
Donuts.
Okay, I'm coming over. If you're serving biscuits, pizza, and donuts, screw mashed potatoes and spaghetti.
It's the ideal spread, honestly.
We should have our kids make Thanksgiving dinner. So far, I like what they're preparing way more than what we're making.
Yes.
What about turkey?
Yes.
What about
pie?
What?
Pie.
Pie is a good one. Hey, speaking of pie,
what?
Do you know my friend Sarah that I work with?
Yeah.
She makes a famous Oreo pie. Do you want to try it?
No.
Do you think?
What is wrong with your children? Every other child loves Oreo and pie, and together it's perfection.
Sarah, my child actually ate an Oreo McFlurry yesterday, but he don't want none of your pie.
No. Let's try the crust.
Do you think that it would be disgusting?
Yeah.
Can you say I love you?
No.
What?
Yeah.
I love you.
I can't say that.
He's so disgusted, he can't even open his mouth.
I approve of him not saying I love you back to you.
Well, last but certainly not least, Danny's 11-year-old daughter, Lily. 10-year-old daughter.
Don't make her older than she is.
I always do this. We
had this conversation in the office this morning. I'm like,
it's hilarious.
Lily 11 or is she 10? I can't remember. You're like, 11.
I always make her 11. She's 10.
Yeah, she's 10 years
All
old.
All right.
Hi, Lily.
Hi, Dad.
What are you doing?
Talking to you.
Duh.
You asked.
Yeah, I did. So Thanksgiving is coming up. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you excited for Thanksgiving?
Kind of.
What do you mean kind of?
I mean, like, I'm excited for the bread rolls.
I'm gonna ask you about some Thanksgiving dishes, and I want you to tell me what you think about them. Okay.
Okay.
Turkey.
Ew. Yeah.
Turkey sucks.
It's dry.
She's not wrong.
Loves the bread rolls, not the turkey.
Okay. What about stuffing?
That's okay. It's okay.
What about gravy?
Ew.
Oh, come on. What about...
You're just getting more and more frustrated with your daughter.
I love gravy. I could just drink gravy.
Ew. I do like gravy.
Yeah.
Slather it all over you.
Yes. Pretty much, yeah.
What about sweet potatoes with marshmallows? That's Steve's favorite.
Ew, what's...
His face right now.
You led the witness.
I'm just saying, that's your favorite thing.
That's Steve's favorite. You know, on the tone of voice, I could tell she wasn't going to like it.
What's wrong with Steve? Why would he eat that?
Why would he?
Because it's freaking delicious.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't get that. You know what they call it? They call it candied yams.
You hear it in your voice. You know, they call it candied yams.
That's fair. I don't like candied yams. Like, the funny thing is, I knew if I said, do you like candied yams? She'd be like, what is that?
Yeah, you know, it's like sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top of it. Doesn't that sound awesome? And she'd be like, yeah, you know what, Dad, that does. Maybe we should have it.
What?
Okay, so you know Sarah, right?
Yeah.
So she makes a pie every year, and it's called an Oreo cream pie. Would you try her pie? It's Oreos. And
don't Urban Dictionary that.
Why did you add the cream in it? It's just my famous Oreo pie.
False advertising.
It's a cream. There's cream in it. What cream? Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good old Oreo cream pie?
Yes. Would you try her pie? It's Oreos and cream.
No.
What? Not even my girl Lily?
Nobody likes it.
Why not?
Oreos are gross.
Oh my God.
Happy Thanksgiving, Lily.
Thanksgiving.
Something is wrong with all y'all's children, okay? That's all I'm saying.
You forget that Lily hates chocolate. So the fact, I showed her a picture of like what it would kind of look like, since you can find it literally on Google by typing Oreo pie. And she was like, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen, Dad.
She doesn't like Metallica. She doesn't like sweet potato with marshmallows.
Candied yams.
She doesn't like my pie. Add that to the list, too. Yeah. Come on.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Very disappointed in your daughter. I think it's bad parenting.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, Thanksgiving is this Thursday. And Rockaholics, how would you like to win $25 to Carl's Jr.? Call in now. 206-803-ROCK. You will have a shot at winning as we celebrate the turkey. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Van Halen.
Yes. The Daily Mix.
We are days away from Thanksgiving this Thursday, and we figured, what better way to celebrate than to celebrate the turkey?
Today, we're rolling out the cranberry carpet for the star of the show. Turkeys. From the great triumphs of turkeys strutting through history, to some downright foul moments they'd rather forget, we're diving into all things turkey-tastic. So fluff your feathers, sharpen your wishbones, and get ready to gobble up some fun. It's Turkey Tuesday on the Daily Mix Show.
For Turkey Tuesday, we celebrate the greatest or not so great moments in turkey history.
All right, let's go.
We have two Rockaholics on hold to celebrate, and they are playing head to head for Carl's Jr. gift cards.
Because nothing says Thanksgiving more than a Carl's Jr. burger.
Our listeners are Robbie in Eatonville and Brian in Issaquah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we are going to put you guys head-to-head asking you turkey trivia questions. And the first one to a certain amount of correct answers that we will determine will win the gift card. Are you ready, Robbie? You will go first.
Yeah, let's do it.
Back in 2023, a guy in Abilene, Texas, hit a 30-pound turkey with his car on Thanksgiving. So what did he do next? Did he A, bring it home, cook it, and eat it? Or B, give it to a family who came out of their house to see if he was okay?
I want to go with B.
B, give it to the family.
All right. Well, the guy's name is Cameron, and the turkey that hit his car completely shattered the window. Here he is explaining what he did next.
Very loud, and I really couldn't even tell you what was going on. I just knew I had to get the truck stopped and whatever it was off my lap. By the time I got stopped, I realized it was a big old turkey, and then kind of started thinking about it being Thanksgiving, and it was kind of ironic. A little family came out, and I asked them if they could use it, because obviously there's nothing I could do with it, and they were pretty excited about getting it. Everybody just asked if I was okay, and then after that, it was hysterical, because what are the odds of that in a big old turkey on Thanksgiving?
Like, how about that?
That is wild.
What in the hell? I don't know if I would accept that turkey. Like, here you go. I just hit this turkey. You want to make dinner out of it? That is so strange. All right, so you got one right.
You did great. Good job, Robbie.
Woo.
All right, Brian, it is your turn. And the question is this. Back in 2018, local news anchors in Wisconsin covered an important story, a kid who got chased by a turkey on the way home from school. How did he get saved from that turkey attack? Was it A, a good Samaritan in a car saved him? Or B, the kid did a turkey impression to scare off the turkey?
I want to go with B.
Let's check in with that local news report for the answer.
Uh-oh. A turkey decided to chase a child after school today.
We're not sure if it's a famous turkey smoke. Evan Skaletsky shared this video with us as a good Samaritan was nice enough to bring that child home. But it's so funny.
The pit move is great. I mean, doesn't injure the turkey. It just kind of stops him.
The kid's running. I'm running for my life because of a turkey.
I know. And he's booking it, too.
So the correct answer was A. The Good Samaritan took him home. All right. Back to Robbie. Robbie, your question is this. Back in 2001, a Missouri man named Evan had quite the run-in with a tom turkey during the bird's mating season. Evan was filling up a bird feeder near a flock of turkeys when he began being chased down by the aggressive tom. How did Evan know that it wanted to mate with him? Was it A, the turkey puffed up its feathers and fanned out its tail? Or B, the turkey started aggressively pecking at him?
I want to say A, fluffing the feathers and whatnot.
Let's hear from Evan.
Next thing I know, it really fluffs its feathers up and gets big, and it starts coming towards me. And my first thought was, I'm going to get big and maybe scare it off. You know, what do I know? It just keeps coming, so I turn and just run. And I quickly look around to see if any of my neighbors are seeing the idiot being chased by a turkey.
Oddly enough, that's how George first met Sarah.
Yes.
Congratulations, Robbie. You certainly seem to know your turkeys. You've got two right. Should we give Brian one more chance?
One more shot. Yes.
Brian, here we go. Back in July of this year, a wild turkey attacked someone's car in Boston for 15 minutes and scratched it all up. Experts say it most likely attacked because the turkey could see its reflection in the car door. How did the woman find out about this? Was it A, social media, or B, someone left a note on her damaged car?
I will go with A, social media.
Let's hear from Alicia, the owner of the car.
All sides of my car were messed up, like completely scratched. We were already a little out of it. Saw the note, was like, oh gosh, someone hit my car. It says, I just watched and recorded a massive turkey attack your car for over 15 minutes. Sorry you were the target of this turkey rage.
Turkey rage. I'm sorry, Brian. I'm sorry, Brian, you chose the wrong answer.
Absolute failure.
But you know what? Because it is Thanksgiving and we are feeling very grateful for our Rockaholics, we actually have two Carl's Jr. gift cards.
That's right. Both of you win.
Yay! Yay, Robbie! Yay, Brian!
What do you guys have planned for Thanksgiving? Brian, what are you doing?
I'm having a couple of family over, and we're going to deep fry a turkey in bacon grease.
Nice.
That sounds
hopefully amazing. The turkey's not frozen.
Will not be frozen. Nice and brine.
What about you, Robbie?
I'm actually brining the turkey since yesterday. We're going to celebrate Thanksgiving on Wednesday. Brother-in-law and his girlfriend are taking off to her parents' house. So me and my wife, kids, and the father-in-law, we'll have a Thanksgiving at his house Wednesday.
Awesome. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you both.
So you're having two Thanksgivings?
He will. We won't. We'll just have one Thanksgiving.
Got it.
Nice.
But it's going to be great. So.
Great work on the turkey trivia there, Robbie.
All right, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Now, Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? It would be extremely helpful if you had been tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40 as we gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers. Steve has a record of 336 wins, 103 losses, and 57 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show. Hey! The Daily Migs Show.